I would like to send my special greetings to Dr. Gillings, General Authority of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who was one of the persons who was most interested in our presentation at Key. And I also would like to thank all of the directors of this university, to the those who are helping out, and to the other panelists of this board. And I would also like to send my greetings to Deyanira Dalisa, who is a professor at universities in this state, and Patricia Lisa, and her son Fabian. And I would like to say that I am representing the General Attorney's Office of my nation, and a great friend of mine who is fighting corruption in Colombia, Dr. Alejandro Ordóñez. And also, he has also been fighting to preserve the right to life from the time of conception until natural death, in defense of the family, because all of these globalized undertakings have the purpose of stimulating and increasing abortion in the world and destroy the family with new concepts of the family that are different from those that we traditionally know. Adoption of children by homosexual couples has been gaining great strength in Colombia. And as a result of these tendencies, some of the judges in the Constitutional Court, in rather than fulfilling their role of maintaining the letter of the law of Colombia, which says that the family consists of a man and a woman and that life is inviolable, they have made decisions that run contrary to that. And as the family as a center of democracy and religious tolerance, the topic for this symposium has to do with concepts that have been discussed by philosophers, jurists, and sociologists from early times. That is, the family and democracy and religious tolerance. And the first concept that is very important, and which will be the main theme of this presentation, is to recognize that the family is the founding pillar of society and that it serves three purposes: procreation, raising children, and the building block of society. The greatest concern of the Attorney General of Colombia, Dr. Alejandro Ordóñez, as he assumed the double function of being a representative of the interests of society and the state disciplinary power, which is fighting corruption and all the problems related to this phenomenon, which is not exclusive to Colombia, has been to fight for the rescue of the family as the proper formula for resolving the great problems that we have in society. Hence the need to make explicit defense thereof, to create legal and political mechanisms to make it possible, because as we leave values and principles, there have been permanent problems that result in an unjust society, a society that is prone to political, religious, or ideological intolerance, as well as other absurd conducts that run counter to the concept of democracy, just and justice, and their particular forms under the rule of law. We can affirm that currently families exist generally with difficulty, and we have become a society of orphans with living parents. This constitutes a true societal tragedy. They are functional orphans because they live under the same roof as their parents, who provide them with their material needs according to the requirements of a consumer society. But without providing them with the maternal and paternal needs, which cannot be transferred to others. Children live with others. They are raised by, but are not taught by others. They are being deprived of their cultures, beliefs, values, instruction, and exercise of civic virtues, and even of the most basic habits of hygiene, because the natural element of social cohesion, the family, has been in decline. Little by little, it has been forgotten that children are raised, oriented, and receive emotional and spiritual support in the bosom of the family, where they are also offered discipline. They are given discipline as the parents establish their own rules and ethical standards, and the family is also where moral values are established. And these activities are only possible through the permanent physical presence of the parents. All these duties are parent responsibilities that cannot be delegated and from which parents cannot resign and which are non-negotiable. There may be ex-spouses, but never ex-fathers or ex-mothers. Hence, the bosom of the family, the home, is where the concept of authority is established and perpetualized. And as the Spanish philosopher José Antonio Marino says, a child cannot be raised without authority. And following the concept of Hannah Arendt, in terms that contact is essential for raising and educating, what is different from raising children is to pack them with knowledge, because to do that, all we need is technology, which agglomerates and often disorients children and offers them the so-called opportunity to be raised under the conception of progress for the sake of progress, a false world that does not allow for the recognition of, for instance, the temporary nature of life, the meaning of pain and happiness, health and sickness, generosity, sacrifice, solidarity, triumphs and failures, and effort. The ecological movements are plausible. The humane societies, the interest in strengthening states by strengthening their control organs and judicial and legal systems, activities that per se are not adequate for rescuing today's society. The solution is the strengthening of principles and values that reach all citizens without exception, which means not only development of private relationships without reaching public administration. And these are principles and values that are not transmitted or provided by the state or by the market, and which have created aggressive needs with our consumer society. To the degree that there is less families, there's less society, less common good, fewer values, less solidarity, less peace, less human dignity, and less respect. Chesterton said, "Those who speak against family do not know what they are doing because they do not know what they are undoing." Later on, he stated, "The place where children are born and men die, where liberty and love flourish, is not an office or a store, or a factory. Hence the importance of family. Thus, it is the family that serves functions that cannot be transferred, including establishing respect for life, respect for the unborn, respect the right to life. It is the natural scenario of procreation. It is in this sense where the other rights are established, where tolerance and respect for plurality is born. And I insist that this educational function for values and principles is something that belongs to the family, which is the backbone of society. And so as we take out the backbone of family, we do the same thing to society. On January 19th, 2004, the Catholic Academy of Bavaria in Munich, according to the Criticals of Philosophy, there was a meeting of two different philosophies, the Germans Jürgen Habermas and the Cardinal back then, Joseph Ratzinger, and now Pope Benedict XVI. The intellectuals of the world were surprised by the context as they observed the thing that their ideas had in common with regard to the democratic rule of law as the best way, political way to defend human dignity. And as a result, in 2005, the text Dialectic of Secularization about Reason and Religion was published. What's important to point out is that Habermas points out the existence of pre-political values that the state, society, and the legal institutions must recognize, and it provides trust and credibility because the state is not justified solely by guaranteeing freedoms. In response to this, Ratzinger deduces that, and I quote, because the principles and values are in nature in the natural order. To this, I add that it is the basis for Latin American culture that, and it makes it our cultural identity, and it has constructed different nationalities. In other words, they're not merely Christian values and principles for life, family, solidarity, and dignity, and respect for one another, the existence of rights, but also, and first of all, of duties. We cannot ignore the Latin American history. Societies founded around Catholic churches, which served not only as a function of catechism, but also as their schools and universities. And it was there where the seed of freedom was sown by religious orders, such as the Dominican Brethren, the monks, the Franciscan monks, and even the Jesuits. These were people where family was important, where there was no concept of geriatric homes, but rather where there was the importance of the concept of a grandparent who were representatives of wisdom and whose experience they shared with their grandchildren. They're not forgotten people, but rather people around whom others gathered. The global agenda with local development in Latin American countries aimed at an application of social therapy in order to change the principles and values that are part of the society in order to destroy the family. And so it is not a mere coincidence that at the same time, and especially in Latin America, that abortion is being legalized, as are homosexual marriages and the adoption of children by homosexual, as well as euthanasia, and because their final interest is to destroy the family. Less society, fewer individuals, more individuals, single people with unlimited rights, isolated by financial powers, by the new social therapies thus far unknown until this moment in human history. The family gives what it receives. This is social logic. It is just like the law of the sower, which means that we reap what we sow. If the family is attacked and other types of associations are created for the purpose of maintaining society, then that means allowing cancer cells to be sown that will totally destroy the society without there being apocalyptical predictions. I'm running out of time, and I would like to close this presentation by reminding us of the importance of the family, and that the problems should not cause intolerance or undermine religious freedom. And I would like to conclude by reading a beautiful poem by a Colombian poet, which says, "The grandparents died. There was a Colombia where happiness shone from the eyes of children, where bells sounded from towers, the grandparents did not die thinking and dreaming of the whiteness of the swans. A people that looked at the stars and that prayed to God while the moon envisioned their nostalgia. The grandparents did not die this elemental and simple death. There was a Columbia where the cross of Christ filled the hearts of the humble, a land where food came without tears, a race of men that had a good soul and a simple conscience. Thank you very much."